come to order. Today's agenda includes consideration of confirmation of Deanna Weiner and Andrew Luger to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. Chair moves that the committee recommend the confirmation of Deanna Weiner to the Board of Directors of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. Presenting for Ms. Weiner today is Mr. Gary Goldsmith, the Executive Director of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. Welcome back, Mr. Goldsmith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, as the Chair said, I'm Gary Goldsmith, Executive Director of the Campaign Finance Board. Ms. Weiner has been on call during the day for this meeting, but she had a conflict from 5 until 7:30, so in an hour she could be here. But for those of you who know her from her Senate service, she says hello, and for those who don't, she sends her apologies for not being able to be here. Ms. Weiner was appointed by the governor in March of 2011 to fill a position on the board that requires a former legislator from a party other than the Republican Party, because Hilda Betterman serves as the Republican legislator. She was interested in this position because of her experience as a candidate over many years and much interaction with the Campaign Finance Board, and she feels that she can bring her business experience as well as her former legislative experience to the board to help us improve our mission. And so she respectfully requests that this board recommend approval of her appointment.
Thank you. Any questions or further discussion?
Senator Roebling. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I did serve with Deanna when she was in the state senate, and I do consider her to be a good applicant for this job. And I didn't know until I walked in that she had been put on the board, but I think that she will be fair.
Okay. Additional comments? Questions? Seeing none, the chair.
Just say I also know Deanna Weiner. I'm very sure a number of us do, and I am.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you. I also know Deanna Weiner, and I'm sure a number of us do, and I also think she would be fair. She's always been one to consider all sides of an issue, and I think she'll be a good addition to the board.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, the chair renews his motion that the committee recommend the confirmation of Deanna Weiner to the Board of Directors of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Recommendation to confirm will be forwarded to the full Senate.
Thank you.
Chair moves that the committee recommend the confirmation of Andrew Luger to the Board of Directors of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. Presenting for Mr. Luger today, again, is Mr. Gary Goldsmith, Executive Director. Welcome back to the committee, and would you discuss the appointment with us?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Mr. Luger was also appointed in March by Governor Dayton. He fills a slot on the board that is required to have a person who supports a party other than the Republican Party, because we have all of the Republican slots filled already. Mr. Luger works as an attorney at the firm of Green Espel. He was a former United States attorney in both Minnesota and New York as a prosecutor, now does defense work. I asked him why he wanted to serve on the board, and he did give a little statement he asked me to read. He ran for office. He says, I ran for office in 2006. For those of you who don't know, that was for Hennepin County attorney, and he lost. And I learned a great deal about the campaign finance system, its complexities, and its importance. I understand that people make honest mistakes in how they fill out forms and handle their finances, and I understand that some people simply do not want to follow the rules and regulations. I'm interested in working with other board members and staff in sorting out the former from the latter. At the same time, I look forward to providing my insights into how we can improve the system, make it more efficient, and provide the best service we can to the community of candidates and other interested persons. And Mr. Luger respectfully requests the board to recommend his confirmation to the full Senate.
Okay. Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Goldsmith, what is the balance? You said you had the Republican slots filled, so you needed someone for a slot other than. How many of those partisan positions are there? Is there ever a third-party candidate position, too?
Mr. Goldsmith.
Mr. Chair and Senator Roebling, the board typically in the past always had three Republicans and three Democrats, and they were two former legislators, which is mandated to be one from each party, so there could only be Republicans and Democrats. And then governors in the past typically appointed Republicans or Democrats, although they could appoint a member of a third party. Things changed a bit with Governor Pawlenty because he began a tradition of appointing people who claimed no party affiliation. So we have two slots who claim no party affiliation, and there is another group of two that requires people who support two different parties. So it could be an Independence Party or a Green Party member, but Governor Dayton appointed a Democrat. So right now we have the two legislators, one from each party, one Republican and one Democrat, and two people who proclaim no support for either party.
Thank you. Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Who are the other members of the board?
Sure.
Can you just name them?
I have to think, but the two legislators will be Ms. Weiner and Hilda Betterman, who is a former representative, served with Bob Milbert, who just left the board. So those are the two legislators. The two people who support parties will be Andy Luger, who supports the Democratic Party, and Governor Pawlenty's last appointment, which this committee heard earlier in the session, which is David Swenson, who supports the Republican Party. And then the two people who do not profess any party support are John Scanlon, who's an attorney with 3M. He's currently the board chair. And Greg McCullough, who is a public relations person with GE, who is also on the board. And they've been on the board for a while. By the way, we have three attorneys on the board now, which is a record for the board.
Oh, great. Well, they must be well represented.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay. Seeing none, the chair renews his motion that the committee recommend the confirmation of Andrew Luger to the board of directors of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? No. Motion prevails. Recommendation to confirm will be forwarded to the full Senate.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Mr. Goldsmith. I think this could be our last meeting. Nothing's ever for sure here. It's over, but it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Alexis, for your Ms. Stangle, for your work, and Ms. Lurie. And EFL members, it wasn't too bad, was it?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love it.
And with that, we are adjourned.